Parents in the mountain community of Ripton have been trying to keep their tiny elementary school afloat for longer than most of its students have been alive. And next school year, its kindergarten and first grade class is expected to have just 3 students, which means the class will likely move somewhere else, making it even harder to justify keeping the school open. But there is one way Ripton can keep that class. The district just has to find 7 kindergartners or first graders who will volunteer to go there next year. And they have to find them in 3 weeks. Sabine Pooks has this story.
Like, I don't mind cold calling people, but in general, like, just showing up and trying to, like, chat people up is always a little awkward.
Molly Witters is showing up anywhere there could be young parents in Middlebury. In daycare centers, pediatricians' offices.
Yeah, let's go into Agway.
And at Agway, because she had to pick up cat food there anyway.
Hello, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Good. Do you guys do flyers up? Do you ever hang flyers up anywhere?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you sure do. Do you mind if I hang this one up?
I don't mind.
And you mind if I buy some cat food?
I don't mind that either.
Thank you very much.
Witters pins a flyer on a bulletin board next to advertisements for dog agility classes and truck repair services. It reads, Ripton Elementary School Enrollment Opportunity, in all caps. That's code for please send us your kindergartners and first graders. And below it is a date circled in yellow, March 3rd. That's when parents need to let the district know that they want to send their K-1 students to Ripton. If those parents and students are even out there.
We're getting no feedback from the district about how many families are interested. And I haven't talked to any families that have said they are. It's not that I've talked to people that said they aren't either.
Witters has a 5th grader at Ripton, and she's been a leader in the years-long movement to keep the tiny school open. Next year, the school's K-1 class is projected to be really, really tiny, even by Ripton standards, at just 3 students. The district's per class minimum is 10, which means instead of going to Ripton next year, those 3 students will be sent to a different elementary school. That is, unless they can take advantage of a new loophole that the school board passed just 2 weeks ago. It allows schools to keep their under-enrolled classes if they can recruit other students from the district to fill the remaining seats. In Ripton, the idea is that parents who homeschool or send their kids elsewhere might like the very thing that jeopardizes the school, its size.
We don't know if it will work. We don't know where people will come from.
Jamie McCallum is on the Addison County School Board's policy committee, which spent months revising the class size policy. It says students can come from anywhere in the wider Addison County School District, which includes Middlebury and reaches from mountainous Ripton to Lakeside Bridport in Shoreham, about a half-hour drive away. The district says it will try to provide busing for families who volunteer, though it can't guarantee it. That transportation factor was one of the concerns that came up in the revision process. Another was that it could be an on-ramp to a larger school choice policy, which McCallum says isn't true.
The policy is not perfect. Nor all the other policies that we have, you know, are filled with imperfect parts once in a while. But, you know, we have to try.
We have to try may as well be the motto of the Ripton parents, who seem to have hardly lost steam in their many years of activism.
It does have an agenda. We are organized.
Almost immediately after the policy passed, they got right back to work.
So to start with item 2 on the agenda.
Meeting on a cold night in the Ripton Elementary School's many-windowed library, sitting in chairs meant for kids half their size, current and former school parents made a spreadsheet of every possible connection they had.
I'm going to put you down to ask her because you're her neighbor.
Yeah.
They parsed the details of the new policy.
Wait. Siblings?
Siblings.
Yeah, and that was pretty clear in that discussion that siblings would be allowed.
Oh, it is there.
Okay. Yeah.
And debated what language to use on postings and posters.
Just to circle back, our only strategy is flyers.
Which is how Molly Witters and I ended up driving around Middlebury with a stack of flyers and a bowl of thumbtacks 2 weeks before the deadline.
Yeah. Ooh, Greg's, that could be another good one. Let's see, just...
After years of trying to keep the school alive, it's been a bit of a mad dash to the finish line.
We'll see. It's such a short time frame to get the word out. Like, that's the only hiccup in this whole scenario is like, is the word really going to be spread enough for people to consider it and take action? Mm. We'll see or not.
As always, it's the adults who are sorting all this out, poring over policy in boardrooms and at the Capitol, where the governor is proposing sweeping changes to Vermont's school system that further emphasize consolidation and state-level control. But the kids are paying attention, too.
I've been going here for most of my life, ever since I was 4.
Tenlin Wetzel is in 5th grade at Ripton. The afternoon after the school's chorus and band concert, she's wearing a knitted hat with animal ears on it and high-top sneakers with rainbow shoelaces. Tenlin's family moved to Ripton from Middlebury because of the Ripton School. The school closure conversation has been looming practically her entire time there.
It kind of feels like you're in the middle of something, and there's nothing you can really do about it, especially as a kid. Like, you don't really have a say in things.
Tenlin says if she did have a say in things, she'd keep the school open. She wants other kids to have the elementary school experience she did.
I really like having a small school personally because you kind of get to know everyone and you're comfortable with everyone and you've known all the people for such a long time. But the downside probably is you don't really get to meet that many people. So when there's a new person in the class, we're all super excited to like meet them and things like that.
Yeah, they're a bit of like a celebrity.
Yeah, we're all like, oh my gosh, a new person. Whoa.
So for families considering sending their kids to Ripton, she does have a word of caution.
So you might get a little bit showered with attention at first, just as a warning.
If there are enough families who express interest by Monday, Ripton will try to seal the deal. There's talk of open houses and pizza parties. Nothing's off the table quite yet. For Vermont Public, I'm Sabine Pooks.